So I'm going to have a couple people speak really, really quick. Kathy is a nurse. Kathy Geibel, she is one of the first people who introduced me to chemtrails and helped support me when I was first getting going with the activism such. She's a nurse, and she wants to talk about health just for a few minutes.
Hi. I didn't put anything together because this was rather inspired. You know, you listen to people like Clyde and Patrick, and everybody that is talking about chemtrails and the health effects of chemtrails and all the poisons and toxins that they are putting in our bodies passively, be it the Monsanto Roundup or the linings in the tin cans or the GMOs, everything that is out there is meant to toxify us. And what I bring to this right now is 37 years of nursing experience. 37 years. I'm not ashamed to say I am 60 years old. I remember what blue skies looked like. I remember as a small child looking up at the sky and watching a contrail. I was probably 3 or 4 years old sitting on a tricycle. It was March. It was really cold. It could have been a contrail. It was probably, looking back, some of their first geoengineering attempts. What I look at now in the intensive care unit where I work, I see every year something different happening. This winter, I didn't see a lot of flu. And interesting, the people that got the flu got the shot. What I see coming up on cultures now when people are testing for the flu, I see coronavirus, I see rhinovirus. That's the common cold. People are getting pneumonias from the common cold. This year, the theme seemed to be atypical pneumonia. What's atypical pneumonia? What that means in medical speak is something they cannot explain. Alveolar hemorrhage. The tiny little pockets in your lungs where you exchange oxygen. Several patients I noticed this year had alveolar hemorrhage. What's that about? This is something that we all have to talk to our doctors about. And they're not going to listen, I can tell you, because I talked to the doctors. We have very good intensivists in our intensive care unit, and they are not listening to me. We have to speak up. We have to speak loud. Fibromyalgia. Where the heck did that come from? I've been a nurse for 37 years, like I said. You never heard of fibromyalgia 37 years ago. I did not learn it in nursing school. Autoimmune diseases, Hashimoto's thyroiditis, rheumatoid arthritis, all of these, lupus, why are those on the upswing? Back when I was a very young nurse, let's say 1982, you know, you'd get the random, really old person in the hospital with dementia. They called it organic brain disease. And back then it was organic. Now we've got Alzheimer's. Alzheimer's coming in younger and younger people. I have been noticing over 37 years an upswing in Alzheimer's dementia. It is linked to aluminum. Why do they put aluminum in vaccines? It's a great carrier. The body absorbs it really well. The brains are absorbing aluminum. It's causing Alzheimer's. Oh, there's probably a million facts out there that they are going to say, oh, you can't prove that. Bull. Mercury is also a good carrier. Do we really want mercury in our bodies? I did not start out an anti-vaxxer, and I'm going to tell you that being in the medical profession, I've never had a flu shot in my life, won't. But, you know, and I'm not necessarily anti-vaccine completely all the way, but if they could prove that we really were going to have a measles epidemic, if they could prove that they could create clean vaccines, and they can, the global elite aren't taking contaminated vaccines. So what I'm saying is, what I'm encouraging you to do is pay attention to your neighbors, pay attention to your own health. Detox. It takes two magnesium molecules to knock out one aluminum molecule. And I've already told you, it is easy to absorb aluminum. So if you do research on heavy metal detox, do it. Zeolite, diatomaceous earth, there's herbal things, chlorella, cilantro, there's a bunch. I can't tell you to take them, because if I tell you as a nurse, I'm prescribing, and I can lose my license. But what I'm telling you is there are things out there. Just a little case in point, and I know Alana wants to talk. And being in the same forum as these people is just, to me, it's humbling. People are testing, when they test for magnesium levels in people, what they're finding is people's magnesium levels are normal. But when they do intracellular testing, they're finding they're depleted. We are all depleted in all of our minerals and vitamins. We are depleted. Organic, non-GMO, like he said, vote with your dollars. There is actually an increase in organic farmland in the last few years. They don't want us to know that. So anyway, I just wanted to kind of tie in the fact that the things that Clyde says as that could sound theoretical, I am actually seeing with my very eyes. It's really happening. And this is not meant to cause fear, because they feed on fear. But what this is meant to do is motivate. You know, I am passionate about what I do. And I want everybody in this room to be passionate. We have to be. We have to speak up, even if it's to the lady standing behind you in the grocery line. Because I contend that there are more people out there that are aware than they want us to believe.
Oh, yeah.
The people I work with are waking up on a daily basis. People, you know, it's like Amanda. You know, I think that's cool. She's going and talking to people. People are waking up, and we are part of the vehicle to give them a voice.